We're doing a quick halacha. We discussed that there's an obligation to answer Kedusha and Modim with the congregation. There are other blessings which are more incumbent upon us. The response to them is more incumbent than the rest of Shemoneh Esrei. The Jerusalem Talmud tells us, and this is how we paskin, that a person has to take care to answer Amen after the Chazan says the blessing Baruch Atah Hashem Akel HaKadosh, just after the Kedusha. And the blessing Baruch Atah Hashem Shomeh Tefillah as well has a unique place. One has to be careful to take care to answer Amen to those two, more so than the rest of Shemoneh Esrei. And if someone is coming late to Shul, so he is not going to be able to answer those. He's late. The Chazan's about to start Chazar Sashans. So if he's going to wait for the Chazan, okay, so I'll answer those. But if he's going to say his Shemoneh Esrei together with the Chazan's Shemoneh Esrei, he has to take care, especially in these two blessings, to say them together with the Chazan. So that it's as though he did the best he could as far as answering Amen. At least he said it with the Chazan. The blessing of Baruch Hashem Akel HaKadosh and the blessing of Baruch Hashem Shomeh Tefillah, he should at least say verbatim, word for word, with the Chazan. He has to make sure to be up to it to say it with the Chazan, so that at least he'll fulfill the best he can to get it with the Chazan. If he can't say the Amen, at least he'll have said the blessing with the Chazan.